It's Eatin' Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association.
Welcome back. I'm Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan Bray. And I was just saying offline, cruelest segment ever to have at 11 o'clock. You know, I could probably do the segment at 8:30, you know, when I've still got some breakfast in me. But, you know, I still have 90 minutes left in the show, Belton, and you're going to be making me drool during this. So Belton Johnson with the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. It's eating time. But first, it's almost riders time. So I want to ask you, you know, riders are hosting the Ticats Sunday, 5 o'clock, given the outcome of the last game. 33 riders, 30 Hamilton on Ticat territory. How do you expect the riders to perform on home turf when the two teams meet again Sunday?
Well, I expect them to be a little bit better, right, than they were last weekend, especially with penalties and everything. The guys, they got to get a hold of that. Last week, they had 11 penalties for 115 yards. And keep in mind that week one game, they had, what, a number of penalties as well that, you know, they keep shooting themselves in the foot. So I would like to see a complete game. You know, I want to say mistake-free, but I know things are going to happen. But, you know, to put it all together for the Riders, right, you know, I want to see an offense that's going to come out the way they've been passing the ball there. But, hey, let's, you know, throw in some running game. They got to get that running game going. I want to see a defense that's going to fly around. And, you know, they played, you know, pretty decent. They've been giving up, well over 300 yards passing per game, and they haven't gotten a sack. So I need to see some of that. And, hey, Brett Lowther, he's my guy. He's the game winner. So he gets a pass for this week.
Brett's saying, phew!
Yeah.
Oh, phew, Belton Johnson, I'm his guy. Okay, awesome. So if we can keep the penalties at bay, if you can get that running game going, if you see that defense flying around, Belton, what are your predictions? We've got green and white prognostications coming up in the next hour. What do you predict then if we can make all those things come together?
All right. Well, you know the Ticats, they're going to come in angry because they feel like they should have won that game last week.
Yes.
I do have Riders winning 31-26.
31-26. All right. Okay, Belton Johnson, we're not here to talk about the Riders. We're here to talk about food because it's eating time. So Grillmaster, Belton Johnson, you're going to make me drool. You're going to make me wish it was the end of my shift. What recipe are we talking about today?
So today we're going to do smoked stuffed meatloaf.
Oh, smoked stuffed meatloaf. Where do you even, where were you introduced to this recipe, Belton?
Well, back in college, I played college ball there at Ole Miss. There was a really good restaurant, called it a soul food restaurant that me and my brother used to eat at all the time called Ajax. And they used to do a cheese stuffed meatloaf. It wasn't smoked or anything. But every time, even to this day, whenever I go home, go to Ole Miss, I go to Ajax, Bell wants that cheese stuffed meatloaf and everything. So with this one that I have, I just wanted to, you know, add a bit of twist to it by smoking the meatloaf and everything, right?
Okay, so walk me through this because this sounds delicious. Go.
All right. So my meatloaf, it calls for ground beef, of course, panko breadcrumbs, red onion, garlic, eggs, Worcestershire sauce, your favorite homemade rub or favorite steak seasoning that you use, pepper jack cheese, and barbecue sauce. So, Tamara, what we want to do is combine all those ingredients together by hand, except for the pepper jack cheese.
Okay, we're putting the pepper jack cheese to the side. I'm following you.
There we go. Put the pepper jack cheese to the side. So once we've combined all those ingredients together, again, except for the pepper jack cheese, we want to spread that meat mixture out and place pepper jack cheese in the middle. So what I like to do, a lot of people ask, well, how you do that? Well, my wife has her, what is it, banana bread.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, her little banana bread pan, the loaf
there
pan.
You go. And so what I like to do is get that loaf pan, and I'll line it with wax paper, or parchment paper, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Line it with that a little bit, put some of that meat mixture in, and so once it's about halfway to the top, I like to lay in the pepper jack cheese there, and then again, you put more meat mixture on the top there so that that cheese is in the middle. You follow me?
Oh, I'm following you. Yes. Taking notes. Keep going.
So once we got that done, what we want to do is brush on barbecue sauce and everything. And again, people all ask, how do you get it up? Well, we put the parchment paper, so it's easy to lift that up out of there, out of the loaf, and put it. I like to put it on a smoking rack there and everything. And again, baste it with more barbecue sauce. You still with me?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm almost running down to Ole Miss University and going to the Ajax restaurant. Keep going. Keep going, Belton Johnson.
Right. So what we want to do is place the meatloaf in the smoker on that smoking rack. And the reason we want it on the smoking rack, because I want that smoke to circulate all around the loaf while it's cooking. So, and we want to make sure to baste with barbecue sauce every hour while it's in the smoker.
Mm.
So we're going to smoke it for about 4 hours or until it hits an internal temperature of about 165 degrees. And we want to put the smoker temperature, we wanted to set it at about 225 to 250 degrees. And once it's out of the smoker, we're going to let that meatloaf rest for a few minutes before slicing and serving. And you know what, Tamara, we're going to go a step further. We're going to get that loaf. We're going to slice it. It's going to be ooey gooey. It's going to have the barbecue sauce. We're going to serve it up with our favorite garlic mashed potatoes,
oof,
along with some green beans and cornbread. And guess what, Tamara?
Well, then what?
It's eating time.
I love it. Belton Johnson. Oh, I'm hungry now. I've never had smoked meatloaf. I've made meatloaf many times. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Love it. I haven't had two things here. I've not put cheese in it. Now I have to. I don't know if I'll be able to have meatloaf without cheese ever again, but I've never smoked it either. And I think my brother's listening to this show. And so unfortunately for him, he's not making it to game six for the Oilers tonight. He was at game four. But you know what, Josh, Jace, if you're listening to this, you've got your smoker. It's eating time, Jace. You're going to be making some smoked stuff meatloaf this weekend. That sounds delicious. Belton Johnson, delightful as always. I look forward to talking to you again next time I'm filling in for Evan Bray on The Evan Bray Show. Have an awesome weekend and go Riders go.
Absolutely. You have a good one there as well.
Yes. Come on, running game. Come on, dense. Defense, we want you flying around. But Brett, you're okay. You're Belton's guy. Okay.
Belton, he's my guy.
Yes, exactly. Have an awesome weekend, Belton.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Coming up after the break on The Evan Bray Show, we are going to be reflecting on the remarkable career and life of Canadian acting icon Donald Sutherland with my friend Richard Krause will be joining us from Toronto. That's happening here after the break on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.